good then after that.
Uh-huh. And what would you call a room where maybe or maybe a little building or something where you'd keep old worthless furniture and implements?
Well, I suppose that'd be an old smokehouse or something like that.
Did you ever hear it called a plunder room or a junk room or something?
Junk room, I guess. Yeah.
Right. And every morning, you'd say when I was a every morning when I was a child, my mother'd get up and do what around the house? She'd and she took the she'd put the house in order, you know.
Yeah, she had everything had to be to its place when my mother was little.
Did you ever use the expression "reds up" for that?
No.
She never that's used over on the other, right over on the other side of the mountain. Reds up. She reds up the place. You'd probably say she tidies up or cleans up.
Mm-hmm. I don't know as I wouldn't
know. I'm just talking about, like cleaning up the house.
Yeah.
Say she cleans up the house or she tidies up. She goes around, a woman in the morning is on, she said she...
Well, we all do that.
But what do you call it? That's what I meant.
I just don't remember.
And they, how did you used to keep the floors clean?
We had a scrub room.
Uh-huh.
A scrub room, we called them.
Uh-huh.
And we put sand and the plank, and we just... pour water on soap and scrub that, and they'd be as white as, just as white as a piece of lumber could be, and clean enough to look like the eat off of it. Let that dry, and then get ready to go on again. We had no rugs and no nothing.
Did you ever use any kind of a rag on the floor?
A rag?
Yeah. All right. A piece of cloth with sand and rub it with your hand?
Yes, I've used that.
Did you call that anything in particular?
Mopping, I reckon.
Never called it a file.
File or something.
Or to file the floor, if you're going to do that with your... Or a file cloth or a file rag?
Well, it might have been that.
Right. And the... and now, how did you get your clothes clean? Now, you told me about the soap, but how did you... Would you bother her if I smoked a cigarette?
Well, we had a wash kiln, big old 20-gallon pot.
Uh-huh.
I made molasses and...
What? All over there, huh? Uh-huh. That's the 20-gallon one?
No, that's 10-gallon.
Uh-huh.
And we'd heat that with water and put it in tubs, and we'd wash with boards, and battle. We had battling banks and battling stick, called it. And we'd wash them, and then we'd put them in that kettle and boil them for a long time. And boys, they was clean.
What did the battling stick look like?
Well, it's a bat, just a big old long handle.
Is it flat?
Wide, just a battling stick.
Is it kind of shaped like this?
Yeah.
Like that only. And what did you do with the bad one bench? Is that where you put the clothes?
Well, you had a great big bench.
Mm-hmm.
Made up just like a thing. And it's solid, and you'd lay them out there and you'd beat them just like you'd beat them to death.
And then, now, later on, you used to. Did something to clothes to get the wrinkles out.
Blew them.
Uh-huh.
No, we blew them, and they had indigo, we called it.